Rumors also surfaced that Morrow had chosen to leave because he'd had a huge falling out with Halliday. Neither of them would confirm or deny these rumors, and no one seemed to know what sort of dispute had ended their long friendship. But sources within the company said that at the time of Morrow's resignation, he and Halliday had not spoken to each other directly in several years. Even so, when Morrow left GSS, he sold his entire share of the company directly to Halliday for an undisclosed sum. Ogden and Kira retired to their home in Oregon and started a nonprofit educational software company, Halcedonia Interactive, which created free interactive adventure games for kids. I'd grown up playing these games, all of which were set in the magical kingdom of Halcedonia. Morrow's games had transported me out of my grim surroundings as a lonely kid growing up in the stacks. They'd also taught me how to do math and solve puzzles while building my self-esteem. In a way, the Morrows were among my very first teachers. For the next decade, Ogden and Kira enjoyed a peaceful, happy existence, living and working in relative seclusion. They tried to have children, but it wasn't in the cards for them. They'd begun to consider adoption when, in the winter of 2034, Kira was killed in a car accident on an icy mountain road just a few miles from their home. After that, Ogden continued to run Halcedonia Interactive on his own. He managed to stay out of the limelight until the morning of Halliday's death, when his home was besieged by the media. As Halliday's former closest friend, everyone assumed he alone could explain why the deceased billionaire had put his entire fortune up for grabs. Morrow eventually held a press conference just to get everyone off his back. It was the last time he'd spoken to the media until today. I'd watched the video of that press conference many, many times. Morrow had begun it by reading a brief statement saying that he hadn't seen or spoken to Halliday in over a decade. "We had a falling out," he said, "and that is something I refuse to discuss, now or in the future. Suffice it to say, I have not communicated with James Halliday in over 10 years." "Then why did Halliday leave you his vast collection of classic coin-operated video games?" a reporter asked. "All of his other material possessions are to be auctioned off. If you are no longer friends, why are you the only person he left anything to?" "I have no idea," Morrow said, simply. Another reporter asked Morrow if he planned on looking for Halliday's Easter egg himself, since he'd known Halliday so well and would therefore probably have a better chance than anyone of finding it. Morrow reminded the reporter that the contest rules laid out in Halliday's will stated that no one who had ever worked for Gregarious Simulation Systems, or anyone in their immediate families, was eligible to take part in the contest. "Did you have any idea what Halliday was working on all those years he was in seclusion?" another reporter asked. "No. I suspected he might be working on some new game. Jim was always working on a new game. For him, making games was as necessary as breathing. But I never imagined he was planning something of this magnitude." As the person who knew James Halliday the best, do you have any advice for the millions of people who are now searching for his Easter egg? Where do you think people should start looking for it? "I think Jim made that pretty obvious," Morrow replied, tapping a finger against his temple, just as Halliday had in the Anorak's invitation video. "Jim always wanted everyone to share his obsessions, to love the same things he loved. I think this contest is his way of giving the entire world an incentive to do just that."